This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The ACLU and Planned Parenthood are suing Alabama for its abortion ban rooted in the Alabama Constitution. Unborn babies in Alabama have a constitutional right to life, and Alabama will fight the suit. Rebecca Kiesling of Save the One says Roe v. Wade may have been lost because Texas, before Roe, disregarded the sanctity of life by allowing for abortion in the case of rape and incest. Alabama's law without those exceptions may have found the chink in Roe v. Wade's armor. Missouri is the latest state to ban early abortions, despite critics. A recent Harris X poll found most Americans, 55%, either like early abortion bans or want even tighter restrictions against abortion. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Kathy DiCarlo was a health worker compelled into assisting with abortion. Her ADF attorneys say her employer made it clear her conscience would be protected, until it wasn't. Even though federal courts blocked President Obama's sex discrimination rule because it was likely illegal, last week's White House move to reverse those rules offer hope for workers like DiCarlo. And early death advocates continue testing new frontiers, both involuntary euthanasia of the mentally ill and, a new phrase, death by organ donation, are finding ardent advocates in both Europe and the U.S. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.